朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
天父，我们感谢你传福音报喜信，他的脚中何等佳美。
Heavenly Father, we thank you because how beautiful are the feet that spreads the good news.
主啊，我们看见你的仆人在我们中间成为榜样，成为我们的激励。
Lord, as we witness your own servant before us, his living example and testimony is one for us to enumerate.
你的仆人的脚中从中国到南洋，从南洋到澳洲，从澳洲到美国，我们看见主你让他所经过的路径都滴下脂油。
Lord, you have brought his footsteps from China to Southeast Asia, to Australia, to the United States, and everywhere he goes, he brings your blessing.
你的仆人再过几天就是他90岁的生日。
Your servant will pass his 90th birthday in a few days.
主啊，90年岁月的恩典是大的。
Lord, the blessings and mercy you have heaped upon him for the past 90 years is great.
主啊，我求你，我们同心的求你，让他有恩上加恩的恩典。
Lord, with united heart, we pray that you will heap grace upon grace unto him.
求主让他力上加力。
So that his strength will be renewed.
我们更求你让他荣上加荣。
So that indeed he can add glory to glory.
把他，把王师母交在主你手中。
You place Reverend Wang and Mrs. Wang into your own hands.
把他们分散在世界各地七个孩子交在主你手中。
We place their 7 children into your hands.
把他们的孙辈都仰望在主你手中。
We place the grandchildren also into your care.
让这个家成为中国教会的祝福。
So that their family will become a blessing to the Chinese church.
让这个家成为神的国度的见证。
So that their family will be a testimony in the kingdom of God.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer, Lord.
把以下的时间也继续地交在主你手中。
And we give the following time into you as you as well.
为着这一个月，也让我们能够集中我们的注意在拆船施工上，我们感谢你。
We thank you that we can emphasize this month on the work of missions.
安静我们的心，让我们听见你自己的话。
Quiet our hearts so that we can hear your own words.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
今天是我们今年拆船月的最后一个主日。
This Sunday is the last Sunday for our mission month.
每一年当我们在到拆船月的时候，我在主面前有四个祷告。
Every year during mission month, I have 4 prayers before God.
我求主把这四样东西赏赐给我们。
I ask God to give us these 4 things.
换句话说，这四样东西成为每一年我们有拆船年会的目标。
In other words, these 4 things becomes the goal for our mission month.
第一，我们求主给我们圣经的教导。
First, I ask for God to give us biblical teachings.
拆船不是一个节目，拆船不是一个花样。
The work of mission is not just a program.
拆船，我们清楚地看见有圣经的根据。
It is based on scripture.
除了圣经的教导以外，
other than scriptural teachings,
我们盼望在拆船年会的时候有意向的挑战。
I pray for a challenge of vision.
如果我们经过了一个月的拆船的聚会，
If after a whole month of meetings emphasizing mission,
我们的心田还是跟没有参加这聚会一样的平静。
Our hearts are still the same.
我们这个拆船年会就没有成功。
Then we will say we are not successful.
求主让我们在这一个月的时间里面看见我们过去所没有看见神摆在我们外面的前面的意象。
We ask the Lord that during this month, He will let us see things we haven't seen before, and that becomes our vision.
圣经的教导，意象的挑战。
The scriptural teachings and the challenge of vision.
第三，我们盼望在拆船年会里面听到一些见证的分享。
I also pray that during the mission month we can hear testimonies.
我们感谢主，我们听见台北的见证。
We have heard testimony from Northern Thailand.
上个礼拜我们听见一个国家是我从来没有听过的一个国家，叫 Burkina Faso. 这是一位要到那边去做宣教士的一对夫妇，在我们中间做见证的分享。
Last week I learned of a country that I've never heard of before, and I learned about it only because missionaries were here to share with us.
这个礼拜二后天晚上，我们的宣教士的儿子陈永杰弟兄要在我们中间分享。
This coming Tuesday, Jeffrey Chan will be sharing in the prayer meeting about the work of his parents.
我们听见这些见证，我们心里面受极大的感动。
And our hearts are indeed moved when we hear these testimonies.
除了这三件事情以外，我个人有一个非常迫切的一个祷告。
But other than these three, I have also a very urgent prayer.
如果没有拆船年会在第四点，我们的拆船年会也没有成功。
If we do not have the fourth thing, then we are not successful.
这第四点就是行动的参与。
And that is participation by action.
事实上，每一次我们来到神的面前。
Every time when we come before God,
单单听到不能满足主的心。
If we only hear His words, that is not enough.
主每一次向我们发出声音，一定有他的目的。
Every time when God speaks to us, He has His will.
有人说，为什么我们常常没有听到神的声音呢？
Some have complained, why is it that I never hear God's word?
有很多人说，为什么我不知道神的旨意呢？
Why is it I do not know His will?
我知道在我们中间做父亲母亲的就知道。
I think those who are parents will understand.
我们对我们的儿女不是没有旨意，不是没有盼望，不是没有计划。
Of course we have our plans and our hopes for our children.
但是
But,
当我们知道我们的儿子我们的女儿就是我说出来他都不听的时候我就不会去说了。
When we realize that even when we share our hopes and plans, our children will not listen, then we will not say it.
不是我们不知道神的旨意。
It's not that we do not know His will.
因为神知道我们还没有预备好顺服他的旨意。
It is because He knew that we are not ready to submit to His will.
所以他有许多的旨意没有向我们显明。
That is why He did not show us many of His will.
我求主在这一个月的时间里面。
I ask the Lord in this month.
主给我们这些话语。
That the Lord has given us His word.
让我们有行动的参与。
So that you can participate.
我们都知道王牧师在这个拆船的施工上有一个很出名的对联。
We know that Pastor Wang has some famous sayings with regards to the work of mission.
人去钱去祷告去口传笔传生活传。
Every one of us, okay, including English speaking.
人去
人去
钱去
钱去
祷告去
祷告去。
好，第二句是什么呢？第二句说用口传笔传生活传。
To preach by our mouths,pens and our lives.
今天有很多人告诉我说，现在的电影啊，要看就要看动作片。
Some have commented to me that if you're going to see a movie today, you might as well see an action film.
现在带手帕去看电影，实在有一点自我虐待。
It's so silly to bring a handkerchief with you to go see a movie.
所以我去看 Joy Luck Club 的时候，他们说你有没有带手巾去？
So when others knew I went to see Joy Luck Club, they asked, "Did you bring a handkerchief?"
我觉得何必去花钱，然后到那边去虐待自己呢？
Indeed, I feel what wisdom is there to spend money to make yourself feel bad?
很多人很喜欢看动作片。
So many people prefer action films.
打打打，两个钟头打完了，看得很过瘾。
2 hours of non-stop action.
你看王牧师的对联都是动作。
So you see, Pastor Wang's sayings are all action-oriented.
整个拆船绝不是口号。
Indeed, our mission work is not a slogan.
整个拆船绝不是理论。
It's not theory.
拆船是需要用行动来配合。
We need to have action.
听说以前有一个女士，她开了一个车在高速公路上抛锚。
I hear of this story about this lady whose car broke down on the highway.
那么有一个好心人看到就停下来帮助她把车子修好。
A good Samaritan passed by, had pity on her, stopped and fixed up her car.
那么修好了以后，这个太太，这个女士呢，就很感慨，就说了一句话。
So the lady felt very appreciative and said,
她就对这个年轻人说，我真不知道要怎么来谢谢你。
Young man, I do not know how to express my thanks.
这个年轻人对着这个太太说，
The young man said,
她说太太，
Lady,
她说自从人类发明了钞票以后，
Since man have discovered the use of money,
只有一种方法表示谢谢。
There's only one way to express your thanks.
我想我们都懂这句话的意思。
I think you know understand what he is looking for.
两个礼拜以前，戴牧师在这里跟我们做见证。
Two weeks ago, Reverend Taylor was among us.
他说过去四十多年来
said in the past 40 years,
中国大陆信徒数目的增加
the growth of Christians in China,
有一半以上是因为听福音广播而信主。
More than half of them came to the Lord through gospel broadcast.
当我在台上跟他翻译的时候，
When I was translating for him,
我心里面有个很深很深的感触。
I have this deep feeling in my heart.
因为我想到在将近25年以前，
Because I think back 25 years ago,
我们教会所支持的远东广播公司，
We started to support the work of Far East Broadcast Company.
那么这个 FEBC 呢，有一次就写了一封信给我。
And this organization wrote me once.
他说我们现在决定要把明年下一个年度的这个广播的节目要把它减少广播的时间。
We need to cut back on the amount of broadcast time next year.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为我们要去广播的时候是用钱买时间去广播的。
Because in order for us to broadcast, we need to buy airtime.
但是现在因为我们钱不够，经济不足，所以我们只好切掉这个广播的时间。
Because we do not have enough finances, we have to cut back on the amount.
我记得我收到这封信的时候，我心里面非常非常的难过。
When I received that letter, I felt so sorrowful.
因为这个金钱奉献的不足，而减少了他传福音广播的时间。
Because of a decline in the offering, they have to cut back on the amount of broadcast.
当然，这个广播时间的减少，也就减少了得救的人数。
So then, the direct consequence will be a smaller number of people will come to the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，钱是一个很现实的东西。
Money is a very practical thing.
它可以充实生活的内容。
Yes, it can fulfill your life.
它可以提高生活的水平。
It can raise your living standards.
但是不要忘记了，钱也可以使福音早早地传到地极。
But let us not forget that the use of money wisely can also spread the gospel to the ends of the world.
所以金钱和传福音，金钱和迈向两千年有直接的关系。
So there is a direct relation between money and mission.Money and marching towards
明年我们拆船的目标是十一万。
Our goal for next year is 110,000.
我们在主面前接受这样的一个信心的挑战。
We receive this challenge in faith.
是的，现在经济不景。
Yes, we are still in a recession.
是的，今天在教会里面有一些弟兄姊妹工作有许多的难处和问题。
Yes, there are many in the church who may still face challenge in their job security.
但是我们在神的面前还是这样向神献上这样的祷告。
But we pray this prayer before God.
感谢主，在过去两个礼拜，我们已经收到有50,000块钱信心的任现。
We thank the Lord. In the past 2 weeks, we've already collected more than 50,000.Faith plan.
我知道很多弟兄姊妹还在祷告，还在等候。
I know some of you are still praying and waiting before the Lord.
我个人的盼望是什么？
What is my personal hope?
我盼望今年的拆船的任现。
My personal hope for this year's faith pledge.
参加的单位能够增加。
Is that the number of units that are participating will increase?
我希望每一个弟兄姊妹都有机会参与这样的一个传福音的施工。
Indeed, it is my wish that all of us will participate.
你说我是个学生，我没有这个能力。
You may say I'm just a student. I do not have the financial capability.
你说我退休了，我没有什么固定的收入。
You say I'm retired and I do not have a steady income.
但是弟兄姊妹，这是信心的操练，信心的任现。
This is a work of faith, faith pledge.
那我跟师母两个人为这个事情讨论的时候，
When I discussed this with Mrs. Lee,
我们知道我们经济有压力。
We know we will have financial pressures.
我们知道我们经济有难处。
We know we will face difficulties.
但是我们要学习信心的功课。
But we want to learn this lesson of faith.
我们也求主让我们做牧师、做师母的能够摆上一个榜样。
We want to be an example as pastor and wife.
所以我们就学习能够摆上比去年更多。
So we learned to pledge more than last year.
能够让传福音的工作不受影响。
So that the work of the gospel will not be influenced.
今天我们所读的这段经文。
The scriptures that we read today.
好不好请各位再翻到哥林多后书第八章。
Was from 2 Corinthians chapter 8.
哥林多后书第八章和第九章这两章圣经。
The 8th and 9th chapter of the second book to the Corinthians.
是在新约圣经里面关于金钱的奉献最深入也是最完整的一段的经文。
Gives us the most clear teaching towards giving of money in the New Testament.
稍微跟大家分享一下介绍一下当时的背景。
Perhaps I can paint a little bit of the background for you.
当时耶路撒冷在当时的第一世纪的时代遇到了一次大的饥荒。
During the first century, the city of Jerusalem faced a tremendous famine.
所以在耶路撒冷的教会的信徒就遇到一段非常贫困的时候。
So the believers in the church of Jerusalem were faced with very difficult living conditions.
那个时候保罗就在小亚细亚也在希腊半岛就发起一股的运动。
And Paul, during his work in Asia Minor, started this movement.
要那些地方的所谓外邦人的教会能够发挥爱的精神，能够拿出爱的行动来。
He wanted these churches that are Gentile, in nature to practice the act of love.
他在这里特别勉励提醒哥林多的教会，说希望你们也一样能够加入这样的一个运动。
So he encouraged the church in Corinth to participate.
所以他用马其顿教会，马其顿就在希腊半岛的这个北半部。
So he used the church in Macedonia, which is located in the modern day of Greece.
马其顿的教会呢，是腓立比教会、帖撒罗尼迦教会、比利亚这几个地方的教会。
It will be the churches of Philippi, Thessalonica, and Berea.
保罗用马其顿教会的榜样来激励哥林多的教会。
And Paul then spoke of the example of these Macedonian churches to encourage the church in Corinth.
让他们一同在这样的一个爱的行动上能够参与在一起。
So that they can all participate in this act of love.
那么在这段圣经里面，我们看到保罗提到金钱的奉献是什么呢？
And what did Paul say about giving of money?
保罗在这里非常清楚地提到一件事情，金钱的奉献不是律法，而是恩典。
Very clearly, Paul said here that the giving of money is not law,
but grace.
But grace.
那么律法、恩典这两个词呢，是保罗惯用、喜欢用的两个词句。
These two concepts and words are very often used in Paul's writing.
在保罗的观念里面、思想里面，什么叫做律法？
What is law in the thinking of Paul?
就是一个信仰里面的义务，或者是一个宗教的一些条规。
It is an obligation. It is religious rule.
什么叫恩典呢？
But what is grace?
恩典是信仰里面的权利，也是一种生命的享受。
It is a privilege in our faith, and is something that we can enjoy.
许多人都知道，我跟师母结婚之前，我们有八年的爱情长跑。
Many of you know that before we were married, Mrs. Lee and I dated for 8 long years.
长跑。假设哈，假设那八年，我是假设一个情况，让大家了解什么叫律法，什么叫恩典。
Allow me to make an analogy so that we can understand the difference between law and grace.
我的准岳父、准岳母呢，看看我还蛮喜欢的，觉得这个人还不错。
Let's say my future in-laws looked at me and thought this was a nice young man.
但是他们很保守。
But they are conservative.
有一天就把我 叫到他们旁边。
So one day they call me before them.
我知道你对我的女儿有意思。
I know you are serious about my daughter.
但是你们现在还没有结婚。
But you are not married yet.
所以我们要约法三章。
So we have to establish these rules with you.
你每一个礼拜只可以见我的女儿一次。
You can see my daughter once a week.
那么一次只能够一小时。
Only for 1 hour.
你答不答应？
Will you agree to such a rule?
那比没有好，对不对？ Better than nothing. 所以我就答应了。
It's better than nothing, so I agree.
这叫什么呢？这叫律法。
This is law.
那么因为叫律法呢，就不知不觉常常会犯法，所以常常不止一个礼拜见一个总统。
Because it is law, then very often you will have transgressions, so we would meet each other for longer than
那么 终于有一天呢，我实在耐不住了。
And one day I cannot stand it anymore.
就鼓足了勇气就跑去找他们。
So with a burst of courage, I went to see them.
请他们结束这个漏规。
I asked them to discontinue this rule.
他们答应。
They agreed.
我说很好，把女儿嫁给你。
Say, you can marry her.
当我们结婚了以后。
After we're married.
她不是一个礼拜只属于我一个钟头。
She doesn't belong to me only 1 hour a week.
当我的准岳父母告诉我说我可以得着她女儿的时候。
When my in-laws told me that I can marry their daughter.
从此以后24小时她属于我的。
Now she is with me 24 hours a day.
这个叫什么呢？这叫恩典。
This is grace.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们在神的面前可以享受他给我们的恩典，但是我们却常常活在律法的里面。
Very often we can enjoy a status of grace before God, but we treat it as law.
弟兄姊妹，金钱的奉献不是教会的一个律法，而是神给我们的一个恩典。
The giving of money in the church today is not a law, but a grace.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，很高兴你的收听，也盼望你的来信。如果你还没有相信主耶稣，请到活在耶稣里施工网站的首页，点击永生之道，理解耶稣真理，今天就相信主耶稣，从而享受主内新生命的永生祝福。